Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is an hour of prayer, and our topic is just a little talk with Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. This is our 1,768th episode of Perfect Kingdom Network. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Our mission here is to spread and preach and teach and sing and song the gospel. If you have a testimony tonight or a prayer request, feel free to call in. Our number is 319-527-6091. Press the number 1, you'll be placed into the queue, or you go to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. And again, thank you for tuning in. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is authority in the name of Jesus the Christ. So we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. So God, we just thank you for you being God. We thank you for you being the true and living God. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you that you are the beginning and you are the end. We thank you that you are mighty God. We thank you that you are sovereign, that you are omnipotent, that you are omnipresent. We thank you that you're an all-wise and all-knowing God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, that you sit upon the circle of the earth and you inhabit the world. Praises of your people. We thank you, O God, that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, O God, that you are covenant-keeping God, that you keep us your covenant from generation to generation, and you are God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We give you the honor that's due your name. We give you the reverence that's due your name, because you deserve all praise, you deserve all honor, and you deserve all glory. Hallelujah. You alone are God, and it's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. You are the giver of life, and you are the sustainer of life, and you are the preserver of life. So again, we thank you for you being God. You are the only true and living God. We don't pray to a statue. We don't pray to man. We pray to the true and living God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. You are not just God. You are our Father. You are Creator. Hallelujah. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the Creator of every beast of the field. You made all the, oh God, all the planets, God. You made every continent, every country, oh Lord. But your greatest creation was man. What is man that you are mindful of them? What is man that you visit them? You made it a little lower than you made the angels. So God, we thank you for creation. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you are the first entrepreneur. You are the first sole proprietor. You are the creator of all things, oh God. We praise you. You are not just creator, you are Father. And because you are our Father, oh, you are the best Father there is, oh God. You are not just Father, you are our friend, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. And because you are Father, you are reliable. You are dependable. You are trustworthy. You are faithful, hallelujah. So God, we come tonight, oh God, because you told us to come. You said men are to always pray and not lose heart. God, you said that my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That you will from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal the land. God, this world needs a healing. So God, all that's on the airways tonight, oh God, your word is true. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst, oh God. God, your word is true. You see that two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask of the Father, it shall be done. So that we come before your throne tonight with one accord. We come before your throne tonight, God, stand in faith. We come before your throne, God, believe in your words. Hallelujah. Because you told us to pray. And if you told us to pray, it means you answer prayer. So God, we come tonight, oh Lord. Oh God. Oh God, we lift up our spiritual leaders around the world, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. God, you as Pastor Richardson, oh God, meet us every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh God, you have passed the toy right now in the name of Jesus. Meet our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Be a Pastor Furby, oh Lord. Pastor Majette, oh God. Pastor Wiley, Lord. Oh God, every pastor around the globe, Lord. Oh God. Your word is true. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? God, your word is true. That you give a shepherd after your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they should not be lacking, saith the Lord. So God, we lift up every spiritual leader around the globe, oh God. Oh God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. We stand in the spirit of unity. We stand in the spirit of faith, oh God. You called us to prayer to have your way tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lift up the whole body of Christ around the world, oh Lord. You see all. You know all. There's nothing hidden from you, oh God. Oh God, every believer, oh God, meet the need in the name of Jesus. And God, someone who's listening who might not be a believer, God, move on their heart right now in Jesus' name. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. Oh God. Remember the mothers in Zion, Lord. The mothers that are weeping between the porch and the altar, God. Remember the fathers in Zion, Lord. The fathers who believe in them for the sake of the household, oh God. Have your way, Lord, tonight. Move on the airway like all you can, oh God. Remember those who are mourning tonight, Lord. And let them know that we can endure for the night. No matter how long their night may be, God, you are still with them, Lord, in their morning, in their night, God. You are still there, oh God. Let them know that we the man do a life of joy cometh in the morning, oh God. Let them know you haven't left them in their time of sorrow, in their time of need. Oh God, you are there with them in their night season. God, help them to be encouraged and know that to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord to those who believe, oh God. God, we thank you. We praise you. God, someone needs a touch in their body. Oh God, you can heal any disease or sickness. In the name of Jesus, there is a balm in Gilead. The name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, you can heal any sickness. You're bigger than any disease, any plague, oh, God. Oh, God, move right now. Move like only you can in Jesus' name. God, be with the orphans and the widows, oh, God. Have your way tonight, Jesus. The homeless, remember the homeless, God. Raise up people that will make a difference in the land, oh God. The wealthy, Lord, let them give out their bounty, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, remember the earthly leaders, Lord. Every president, every vice president, every prime minister, every ambassador, every pope, every king, every queen, Lord. They may be in position. They may be in office. But, God, you are in, Lord, able. You are on the throne. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you. God, be with our schools, God. Cover the schools, Lord. Oh, years ago, they took you out of the schools, God. But as we stand and believe, God, in faith, God, you're going to protect the children, the loved ones, the ones that are praying over their children, God. Oh, Lord, cover the schools, cover the teachers, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We honor you. God, you see the injustice all around the world, God. You see it, Lord. You will not go unpunished because, God, you said whatever a man sows, that will he reap, oh, God. To those burning all around the world, to those who are in pain and torment, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift them up before you, Lord. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. Have your way, oh, God. God, let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glory for our Father which art in heaven. You don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance, oh, God. The remedy for sin in the earth is Jesus the Christ. God, let us share the gospel to the lost, Lord. Oh, God. Have your way. Have your way, oh, God. Those who are in prison, Lord, behind prison walls, God, send someone to minister to them, Lord. Send someone to preach the gospel to them, God. So when they come out, Lord, they have a new lease on life, a new determination, oh, God, to be men and women of God. Those who are in prison or wrongfully accused, God, let the DNA show up and fight for them in Jesus' name. Remember the mental institutions, the hospitals, oh, Lord, the nursing homes, oh, God. Send them out, God. You said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. God, you do, oh, God. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. through the urban cities. God, we lift up Philadelphia before you, Lord. And in Appalachia, Lord God, Camden, oh God, every inner city, oh God, Chicago, Lord. Oh God, holy, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Oh God, we yield tonight, God. This is the time that we set aside as believers to touch and agree, Lord, to do the impossible. Oh God, you can destroy yokes. You can break chains. You can set the captives free. You can do anything but fail because you are God. You're sovereign. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for you being God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for your love and mercy and grace. We thank you. So if it had not been for you who was on our side, where would we be? So we thank you, oh, God. And Jesus' precious, miraculous name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, God, we praise you. Again, if you would like to call in tonight and give a praise report or a testimony, feel free to do so. And I just want to testify tonight of the goodness of the Lord. When I look back over my life and think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Oh, God is good. Thank God is good. Oh, I thank God that he's a merciful God. I thank God that he woke me up this morning. I thank God that I can still hear and see and walk and think. I just thank God for giving me another day, another opportunity to give him praise, honor, and glory because someone didn't see today. So I thank God for another day. I thank him for another chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be all that God has called me to be. Thank you, Lord. We're going to now bring on our minister, Agent Allen, to minister in song.
The room grew still as she makes her way to Jesus, stumbling through the tears that made her blind. She's felt such pain, some words spoken in anger, heard folks whisper there's no place here for her kind. Yet on she came, with a shame that flushed her face, till at last she lay before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she pours a love for the master from her box of alabaster, and I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair, 'cause you weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what it felt when he wrapped his loving arms all around me And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. And I spent my days pouring my life without measure into this little treasure box I thought I'd found, until the day when Jesus came to me and he healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of, 'cause I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair, 'cause you weren't there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil. You don't know the cost of my praise. You don't know the cost of the oil and my alabaster box in my box. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body, stand with me, agree with me, we're all a part of God's body, it is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Adrian, for ministering in song. There's something about singing the gospel, singing about the Lord. It soothes our soul. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture tonight, and it's found in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 17th verse and go down to the last verse, which is the 21st verse. Now, this is the King James Version, and it reads as follows. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. If I could choose a topic tonight, it would be a new lease on life, a new lease on life. This book, 2 Corinthians, is written by the Apostle Paul. And Paul was one of the most influential leaders of the early Christian church. He played a crucial role in spreading the gospel. He was previously called Saul of Tarsus, and he was a Pharisee who intensely persecuted the followers of Jesus. So he was an enemy of God. And I just want to give you a little background of Saul before he was converted into the Apostle Paul. And it's found in Acts, the 9th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. And it states that, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, which is Christians or the followers of Christ, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So here, that's if you read the rest of the passage of scripture, Paul then became converted. So when God needs to get your attention, he does just that. When he has a calling on your life to be a part of the kingdom and to share, teach, and preach the gospel, he will do just that. But it's up to us to be obedient to the call. Also note in this passage of scripture that when God has you protected, he has you protected and covered. Saul sought out to persecute the followers of Christ, but God would not allow that. So that's encouraging to us as believers. What God has for us, it is for us. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. So be encouraged to know that tonight. So let's get back to our scripture where we're coming from. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new lease on life. God is the owner or author of life. And all things are of God. So we know that in the beginning was God, and God was in the beginning. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, states in the 21st verse that, have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not known or understood from the foundations of the earth? That is he that sits upon the circle of the earth. Hallelujah. God sees all. He knows all. He hears all. There is nothing hidden from God. God is a holy God. And in our sinful nature and fallen man, he designed a plan for our salvation, our plan for our redemption, and that's through reconciliation. Thank you, Jesus. The word reconcile means to restore to a friendly relationship as a mediator. I am, you are, anyone can be a friend of God. How? By receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Just like Saul, who became Paul, had a testimony, and that testimony that he had encouraged people to become believers in Christ. That's how we spread the gospel, by giving our testimony and telling people about the love of God through Jesus Christ. So here we're talking about, in this passage of scripture, reconciliation. So Jesus Christ is our mediator. So he acts as a go-between. That's what a mediator does. So a mediator does not decide the outcome, but helps the parties understand and focus on the important issues to reach a resolution. Somebody ought to say amen. Jesus Christ himself was the resolution. So the mediator is there to present the case, and it's up to the two parties to come to an agreement. In other words, Jesus Christ, he had no sin. The sacrifice he offered, he was made sin, a sin offering and a sacrifice for sin. Said in him, we became the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you. So when Jesus Christ, as our mediator, he was sent on our behalf to be our mediator between God and man. So for God to love the world, that he gave his only begotten son. So Jesus Christ is there here to remind us that he who being in the form of God, found it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. He humbled himself. He took on no reputation. Here he came from glory. He just robed himself of all his glory to take on the sins of the world. Hallelujah. So when we think of the cross, we think about how he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. So because of his blood, we have forgiveness of sin. Because of his blood, his shed blood, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Because of his shed blood, he reminds us that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. He reminds us who we are and whose we are and our inheritance in Christ. So to increase our faith, he reminds us of who he is and who we can become in God. So that's what he does as our mediator. Amen. But he's also the mediator for us to God. So that means that when he talks to his Father about us, because now we believe in him, we know who we are, I can imagine Jesus Christ telling his Father on our behalf, but Father, they believe in me. Father, they have the faith that can move mountains. Father, they are praying praying, and they are praising, and they are fasting, and they are witnessing, and they are teaching, and they are encouraging, and they are helping people, and they're doing what we're requiring of them. Father, move on their behalf. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our mediator. So because he goes to God on our behalf, God in return moves in our favor because of what his Son has asked and because he is our mediator. So because he does this, we come to God. And when Jesus does speak for us to his Father, we get a newness in our spirit. We get a newness in our lives. Where there was sadness, we now have newfound joy. Where there was hopelessness, we have newfound faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. When we feel like we're alone, God comes to remind us that now that we have this newness in life, he'll become that friend that sticks closer than any brother. Now when we have a newness in life, when we're faced with anything that will cause us to lose hope or will cause us to take our eyes off God, he's there to give us a new determination, a new strength to go on and move and be and do all that we can do through Christ Jesus. That's what all God, when he comes, when he shows up, he restores, he makes all things new. When he shows up, he gives us a replenishing, a renewal. When he shows up, he strengthens us and causes us to do all that we can do and be in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. A new lease on life. Oh, God, we thank you for the gift of reconciliation. We thank you for the ministry of reconciliation. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, because we were dead in our sins. We didn't know you. We're aliens from the kingdom of God. You sent your Son to be a ransom for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God. Hey, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for newness of life. We thank you, Lord, for this new year as we go into 2023. I know it started already, but God, we thank you for letting us cross over to a new year. God, we thank you for newness. Oh, God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for who you are to us. God, we just thank you that even when we didn't have a mind to serve you, you still loved us. God, we thank you that when we didn't even love ourselves, you loved us. God, I still love us. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that we're not where we once were. God, we thank you. We praise you. God, we thank you because you know we all stand in need of. God, we thank you because you are a faithful God. We thank you for your word. And as I was thinking about Elise, you know, I can't help but think about years ago, many, many years ago, when I got my first apartment. And when I went to sign a lease, all I had to do was pay my rent. And the landlord took care of the structure, the electric, the water, everything that made that apartment, I want to say, habitable for me to live in. All I had to do was pay my rent. I didn't always pay it on time. Because of the contract, she upheld her part of the contract. So I think about that when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Our contract is just to have in Jesus. And when we have faith in Jesus, when we adhere to the contract, to the lease, when we adhere to that, we're going to do exactly what it says for us to do. We're going to have faith in Jesus. We're going to read the word of God. We're going to go to the house of God to fellowship with the saints of God. We're going to have a prayer life, hallelujah. We're going to have a praise life, hallelujah. We're going to share the gospel because that's what it's about. God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. And once we become born again, once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have an obligation to tell people that don't know him and the part of their sin that God loves them. And he loves them, wants them to perish, all come unto repentance. Hallelujah. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. And we should thank him for the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you, Lord God, because we don't even have the power to save our own selves. Thank you, God, because we don't have the power to give ourselves eternal life. Thank you, oh God, we don't have the power to forgive of our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord. I don't believe there is a testimony or a praise report or a prayer request. So I'm going to go right into the call of salvation before we bring on the announcements and close in prayer. So if the word that went out tonight pricked your heart to accept the ministry of reconciliation, if you do that, you now become friendly or a friend of God. Because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, because he shed his blood on our behalf, he took on the sins of the world so that you and I do not have to die throughout eternity and go into eternal damnation. Jesus Christ took on that for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm a whosoever. Anyone can be a whosoever as long as you believe in Jesus the Christ. You often hear me say that no one in this world is smart enough to run their own life. You can get as many degrees as you want. You can go to as many colleges as you want. You can get, I don't care, but if you don't have a BA degree being born again, oh God, you're going to leave here without hope and go into eternal damnation. And God doesn't want that. So if you are sick and tired of trying to run your own life, if you are sick and tired of worrying about your life and your family's life, if you are sick and tired and want a change and want a newness or a new lease on life, I invite you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because only what you do for Christ is going to last. So if you are ready to make a change and the song that was sung and ministered to you and the word that was read ministered to you, that the ministry of reconciliation through Jesus Christ and the prayer that went up, if you are ready to make a change and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to repeat after me. All you have to do is believe that God loved you and he sent his son, Jesus the Christ, to die on your behalf so that you can be forgiven, so that you can have forgiveness of sin and have eternal life. So if you're ready, you can repeat after me. Father God, because now you can call God Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sin or sins. I repent of them, O God. I believe that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. And I believe that Jesus Christ can now be my Lord and Savior. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. And I'll live for you. If you prayed that prayer, you are now born again. Welcome into the family of God. Tell someone that you've been born again. Tell someone that God loves them too, and they can become born again too. We invite you or encourage you to find a Bible teaching church and your community. You also can tune in every night on Purpose Kingdom Network. We're going to now bring on Minister Rob for our announcement before we have the closing prayer. Minister Rob?
Yes, amen, amen. And I really enjoyed tonight's program, and especially when you were talking about the Apostle Paul. And I thank you so much for reminding me of the story of him being on the road to Damascus. All right, and with that being said, real quickly, I'll go ahead into the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program, no matter where in the world you are, whether you're listening to us online or listening to us via phone. We greatly appreciate that for your listenership and your support of us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we also really appreciate those that share with their friends and family members, letting them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live from www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. When we do a live show, we do have a call-in number, which is 319-527-6091. And anytime you press the number 1, we'll let you in so you can talk to our host. Okay, and we also do have many social media pages. And we do have a Facebook page, which is Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. There you can just friend us and you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, we do make major announcements on that social media page, as well as some of our other social media pages, which is at LinkedIn, iTunes, so pretty much on those at Twitter and Instagram, you can just type in Purpose_Kingdom, and there you can see some of our announcements that we do make on those social media pages as well. We do have a radio network, which is PKN.com. Please check it out. It's 24 hours of music of inspiration. And something from time to time, if you want some, hear some music of inspiration, you can just go ahead and check it out. Okay, and also tomorrow evening, we will be broadcasting, and we will have the radio show, The Real Rap Show, and that's going to be hosted by evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for The Real Rap Show. And that is going to be hosted by evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. Also, if you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. We'll send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And if you're in need of a Bible, you can just go ahead and leave your contact information, and we'll see about getting you a Bible. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement, and I'm going to hand the program back over into Evangelist Trina.
Thank you for those announcements, Minister Rob. I thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I know the hour's late. I know it's been a long day, and thank you again for tuning in. We're going to close out in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, God, we just thank you for the word that went forward, that the music and ministering the music, the prayer. God, we just thank you for meeting us at the appointed time. We just thank you for who you are to us, to those who believe. You are a good God, and you are majestic, and you are holy, and you are awesome, and you are just a good God. Not only you, God, you are our Father, and we just thank you for it, Lord. We just thank you for you loving us and protecting us and keeping us and answering prayer, not just us, our loved ones. And we just thank you for tonight, God. We just ask you that you continue to keep showing up and being God. We just ask you that you continue to get your glory in our lives. We just ask you, oh God, that you continue doing, oh God, the impossible. And God, we lift up the host of Purpose Kingdom Network. Lord, you know every need that we stand in need of. You know the desires of our heart, oh God. God, you are faithful because you said that if we follow you, that you will give us the desires of our heart, oh Lord. And I believe that as we get close to you, your desires become our desires. So God, we just thank you for your word, and we just thank you for, oh God, we praise you. We magnify you. We honor you, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Oh, God, meet every need, Lord. Open up every door, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Move like only you can. Oh, God, someone needs a touch from you. God, someone needs healing. Someone needs peace of mind. Someone needs joy. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. Someone's heart is heavy. Someone's in sadness, oh, Lord. Oh, God, but earth has no sadness or sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Oh, God, we praise you. Have your way, oh, God, have your way, Lord. Oh, God, move, move, Lord. The water is troubled. Oh, God, have your way. Oh, God, have your way. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, you can do anything but fail. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. And, oh, God, those who's listening on tonight and didn't call in with a prayer request, God, you know what they need, God. You see all things, Lord. You know all things, oh, God. You can restore. You can make new. You can mend. Oh, God, you can heal. Oh, God, evil. Oh, God. Oh, God, the Spirit knows all things. Have your way, oh, God. Oh, restore relationships, God. Restore sisters' relationships, oh, God. Restore brother and sister relationship, oh, God. Restore marriages, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. We were so lonely tonight. God, you are that friend that's just closer than any brother, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, someone's lonely, Lord. Someone's desiring a companion, God, a husband, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Meet every need, God. Someone's in need of a financial miracle, Lord. Oh, God. But my God shall supply my every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you said the sinner man's wealth is laid up for the righteous, and the good man is an inheritance to his children. Oh, God, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord God. Oh, God, the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. You turn up and where? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. There's no language where that voice is not heard. You're in every kingdom, every continent, every country, oh God. There's no language where that voice is not heard. Oh God. Unspoken prayer request, Lord, you see all, you know all. Oh God, the heart, move on the heart, emotion, hey God. Oh, God, move, Lord. Oh, God, move. Tear down, neighbor. Oh, God. You tear down them. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus on the airway, the blood of Jesus, the Christ of our lives, the blood of Jesus, the precious blood, the cleansing blood, the protecting blood of Jesus, the Christ, the healing blood. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Ooh, the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. The righteous of thee too, Abel. Oh, God. Hey, God. Have your way, Lord. Abel, Sunday. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus the Christ, the blood of Jesus. It never loses its power. The blood of Jesus the Christ. The blood. The blood of Jesus. The Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus the Christ is against you. I bind the spirit of suicide, you claim in the name of Jesus. We come enough but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came, they may have life in them more abundantly. Oh God, oh Bosha. Oh God, we God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus the Christ ever loses its power. The blood. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Oh, God, we pray. Oh, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, you're sovereign. You're bigger than any attack of the enemy. God, you're bigger than any attack of the enemy. God, you're bigger. God, you're bigger. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you. We have victory in Christ. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have the victory in Christ. Oh, God, we thank you. So, God, we thank you for meeting us here at the appointed time. So, God, as we sleep tonight, God, we ask you that you just keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our destiny, our purpose, our legacy under the blood of Jesus. So our automobiles under the blood. And God, as we go to our jobs tomorrow, Lord, as they go out into the highways and the byways, Lord, keep us covered and protected, Lord. As we go to the job, keep the job safe in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. Oh, God, we thank you for meeting us at the appointed time. And, God, as we sleep tonight, give us sweet dreams in you. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, Lord, give us a new determination to want to run on to see who the end will be. And God will forever give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise. And Jesus' precious name that we pray, with thanksgiving. Everyone say amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Good night, and be blessed, and we'll see you back on the airwaves tomorrow night. Good night, and again, thank you for tuning in.
Jesus lives.
He raised me.
I will not lose.
He saved me,
I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
Everyone to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.